The first fetter is that of self-view, satkaya drishti. When you are the victim of self-view, your attitude is that what you experience as the self or ego is something fixed, irreducible, and ultimate. You think there is a core of selfhood in you which is never going to change and which is the real you. It is this kind of attitude that is self-view. Such an attitude blocks change and inhibits growth because you think that you are you and that as you are now, so you will be forever. It is very difficult to break this fetter, very difficult to imagine oneself as different from what one is now, but it can be done. If you are genuinely committed to the spiritual path, the time will come when you will be able to look back and see that great changes have taken place. You will see that you have grown, even that you have been transformed. But so long as the fetter of self-view remains unbroken, there is no real spiritual development, no stream entry. The second fetter is that of doubt, vichikitsa. Though it is not doubt in the intellectual sense, so much as indecision. In fact, it is deliberate, culpable indecision. You actually refuse to make up your mind and commit yourself. Rather than give yourself wholeheartedly to something, you prefer to keep all your options open. So you make excuses. You wobble. You shilly-shally. You delay. You hesitate. You temporize. You rationalize. This is the fetter of doubt. It is doubt that prevents you from throwing yourself into the spiritual life, from plunging in at the deep end, as we say. Consequently, you get nowhere with the spiritual life. You fail to make real spiritual progress. The third fetter is that of dependence on moral rules and religious observances. Shila Vrata Paramarsha. It could be paraphrased, I think, as the belief that going through the motions will do. You go through the motions when your heart is not really in what you are doing. You think that if you keep up appearances externally, i.e. if you observe the moral rules, because that is what society requires, and maintain the religious observances, because that is what your co-religionists require, then everything will be all right. This kind of attitude is what is called dependence on moral rules and religious observances. Here there is a split between the external observances and your inward state of being. Though the things you are doing may be good in themselves, your heart is not in them, and your performance of them is therefore empty, mechanical, rigid, artificial. Hence, they don't really help you to develop. They don't get you anywhere spiritually. Such are the three fetters. When you enter the stream, they are broken. When they are broken, you enter the stream. When your dharma eye is opened and you see the truth of impermanence, including the truth of the possibility of total transformation, and it is that insight or higher spiritual vision that causes the three fetters to break. Thus we have two things happening together. We have the transcendental going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha, and at the same time we have the opening of the dharma eye or higher spiritual vision, leading to the breaking of the three fetters, leading to entering the stream. Indeed, we have these two things, i.e. transcendental going for refuge and stream entry, not just happening together, but as different aspects of one and the same spiritual experience or spiritual process.